KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Premier Tommy Ntuli has admitted that little progress has been made in relocating the 2022 flood victims to permanent homes. He says more than 1,000 families are still living in transitional emergency housing more than 2 years after the disaster.
But 7 of 11 land parcels have been rezoned with a total yield of 1,733 sites. 2 land parcels are still being processed for rezoning. Additional funding has been secured for infrastructure development to accommodate more families in permanent housing.
Meanwhile, Ntuli has directed the Provincial Health MEC to address the issue of medication shortages at some public clinics and hospitals.
We are aware of the citizens' concerns. There have been disparities within the availability of medicines due to operational challenges. No patient should leave our facilities without medication.
The Premier delivered his inaugural State of the Province address in Maritzburg yesterday. Now, the Health Department is urging people to remain alert and vigilant after confirming 3 new cases of mpox in Gauteng. The infections were all detected in Ekurhuleni. As Newswatch's Cliff Shiko reports, one patient is a 30-year-old man with a recent travel history to Uganda.
The two other cases are a 30-year-old man and a 27-year-old woman, both from Ekurhuleni, who were detected through contact tracing. The department says all the patients are self-isolating at home and urged the public not to panic. This increases the cumulative number of positive cases from 25 to 28, including 3 deaths since the outbreak in May last year. Common symptoms of mpox include a rash which may last 2 to 4 weeks, fever, headache, back pain, low energy and swollen glands.
That report by Newswatch's Cliff Shiko. And hopes for peace talks between Russia and Ukraine have been shattered following a row between Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because you're in no position to dictate that. Remember this. You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel.
Plans for the two countries to sign a minerals agreement have been put on hold. Zelensky told Fox News America would feel it in the future if it stops supporting Ukraine.
It's so sensitive for our people. I'm speaking like a president of a people who are in this struggle 3 years, and they just want to hear that America on our side and that America will stay with us, not with Russians, with us. That's it.
Trump has been speaking outside the White House after the heated exchange in the Oval Office. He says Zelensky overplayed his hand during their talks, adding he didn't look like a man who wants to make peace. Trump also claims Zelensky wants to come back to the White House right now, but that isn't convenient.
We're not looking for somebody that's going to sign up a strong power and then not make peace because they feel emboldened, and that's what I saw happening. I'm looking for peace. We're not looking to go into a 10-year war and play games. We want peace.
Expect warm and partly cloudy conditions in KZN with evening showers and thundershowers in some parts. Durban, Margate, the Berg reaching a high of 26 degrees. Maritzburg, Newcastle, Moira and Kokstad 27. Richards Bay and Olundi 29. Ladysmith 28. Morning swells at the Durban beach are reaching 2.5 meters with sunset at 6:29. For Newswatch, I'm Nitara Nadesan.